Boys and girls, we are back again with Can You Get Higher Paying Clients in Your City? Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. In this module, what we're going to be doing, man, hate to break it to you, but a lot of you guys have a lot of fucked up mindsets about this still. I know there's still some doubts like, that's great. This is all great. You might be thinking, but Daniel, this is great information. It's just not like that where I live. This is not like, people are cheap. I hear what you're saying, but no one does that out here. You just got to come out here and see it for yourself. I live in a small town, but you wouldn't understand because you're not from here. Oh boy, motherfucker, right? Do I got some stuff to show you and results to show you overall, right? So let's take this bit by bit before we dive into the rest of the module. So again, to remember, can you get higher paying clients in your city? I don't know. Well, this is Luis. Luis lives in Clayton, is a Clayton barber in Clayton, North Carolina. He puts Clayton, North Carolina because that's actually a bigger city than what he lives in. He lives in Smithfield, North Carolina. So I'll bring up a map for you first. He lives right here, but he marks himself right here because it's the closest thing that's a bigger city than Smithfield. You're like, well, what are the population? Smithfield is 11,000 people. Actually went up, used to be like 7,000 people overall. And Clayton, what are we at? This is the bigger city we're talking about. 28,000 people. This guy charges $75 booked out clients out. We're going to get him to 100 fairly soon. But it's not like that. It's a small town. Okay, and your point? Like, in the day, it's not your town. It's you, mother. Like, look at this thing. This thing looks fucking like the old town days. He's charging $75 here. And you're complaining because I've never been there? I'm sorry, I should be complaining because of how dumb us, honestly, how dumb you fucking sound. And like how lazy you fucking sound at this point in time. Okay, but hang on. It's one person, right? Okay, hang on. So we got, again, too, but it's not like that out here, man. Like, I don't live in the United States. I live in fucking, outside the United States. It's not like the U.S. Everybody fucking says that, first of all, right? Again, too, we got a guy named Henry Hong who lives in Australia, by the way. Australia. He got 84 new clients in the last 30 days. Charged $90, made just shy of $14,000 last month. Okay? Just raised his price to $90 a haircut. 84 new clients. By the way, you're like, okay, whatever. But like, but still, I can't charge that here. People are different. It's not like that. People won't pay that in the U.S. Like those prices. And you can enter any other broke mindset, like I said right here. It's just a broke mindset you have. Like, honestly, barbers outside the U.S. make excuses that they can't charge more because clients won't pay. Yet, we have guys like Henry Hong, who are doing 84 new clients at higher price points, going up to $90. And guys like Alexi Michael in Canada, who charge, it's above $100. I don't know if he's at 125. I know it's at least 100. But he's making well over $20,000 every single month. You just don't know how to run the fucking business. Your insecurities are screaming loud and clear to me. You can get new clients. You just don't know how to get them. Congrats. You know exactly what your problem is, but you're pointing the finger at everybody else and the surrounding cities instead of pointing the finger at yourself like, I don't know what I'm doing, because that's exactly what it is. When I hear that, I'm like, you're just screaming to me that you don't know what you're doing, yet you're being the little kid blaming everybody else. Barbers inside the U.S. make excuses they can't charge more because clients won't pay that. I've heard people in like cities like Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas, populations of 2.28 million people saying, oh, I can't charge that here, man. Like, client, you don't know clients out here. And we have guys like Michael DeJesus, who cuts his garage in fucking Houston, Texas, making $17,000 a month, charging $150 a cut, getting 20 new clients a month. It's you, end of the day, right? Again, we got guys like Henry charging $90 and 84 new clients. Guys like Alexi Michael, $100 to make it $20,000. Guys like Luis charging $75 in small towns, right? Used to be $7,000. I guess now it's like, I guess they got busy during COVID. Had like a few more babies out there. Here's another one of our guys, Paris. Okay? He just did a total of 19 cuts and made a little over $3,200 in just 2 days of work. Recently got $5,000 in debt. Congrats, Paris. Wow, congrats for him, right? Well, where does he live at? Gwyneth Barber. Again, he's another one of these situations where we try to market to a bigger audience or like a town that's a little bit bigger because he's actually located in Buford, Georgia. He's not in Atlanta. Atlanta's like an hour away. Well, how many people are living in Buford, Georgia? Oh, and how much does he charge? $75. going up to 100. And he just made 3.2 and cutting 19 people in just 2 days of work during the week. It's not you. All right, you can get new clients. You don't know how to get new clients. I'm just going to hammer this into you until you get it. Okay, again, too, here's Buford. Where's Atlanta? All the way fucking down here. See this little tiny thing right here? This is where he's at. This is like an hour away. You can figure it out and do the math. I did this in Sacramento, California. How big is Sacramento, California? 500,000 people. Again, even I thought, like, even for me, this is still fairly smaller town. It's not like, again, Houston, Texas, where, again, people are like, this is Houston, Texas is four times bigger than Sacramento, California. People are saying, I can't do that in Houston, Texas. All right, you're just making up dumbass excuses. Again, we'll take another one of our private clients, Jesse. He started working with me. He was at $35. He has $75 right now in Omaha, Nebraska. He actually moved when before he joined the program. I had a call with me and became one of our private clients. He was charging $35. Like, well, I'm just going to move out to L.A. and like everything's going to go good over there because I can do it on my own. Moved out to L.A., stayed out there for 6 months. He couldn't even get past $35. Couldn't even get a booked out clientele. Moved back to Omaha, Nebraska. Started working with his private client. He's now up to $75. What's Omaha, Nebraska? Just shy of 500,000 people there. Again, people even think right here, oh, I can't do it. I hate to tell you guys, like, you can get this thing done. You just don't know what the fuck you're doing in business, right? And now after all of that proof, after everything you have watched in here, you still don't think you can get new clients where you're at. I'm sorry to tell you, you are legit choosing to have a broke mindset and you will never scale your business. You are such a closed-minded fuck at this point. And that's what I have to resort to get kind of get into your head. Because you've seen all this shit right here. If you've seen all this, right, all these case studies, all the success that we've had, and you're like, you're still going to hold on to this belief, at that point in time, you're just choosing to be a loser. And I'll be the first one to be straight up honest with you. You need to go ahead and retire and go back to a safe little 9-to-5. You need to go back to a job. Because business clearly isn't the thing you should be doing. Because you have, honestly, like a little bitch mindset. Because if you still are not open to the thought that you are the one that doesn't know how to operate their business, it is not. You're just playing the victim, honestly. And it gets me so worked up. Because you are a grown adult. So there are people who are younger than you. There are teenagers who are making 6K a week. We had a guy who was 16 years old in the program working with us as a private client. In 3 weeks, he made 6K. Well, some of you fucks, honestly, grown men with kids, grown men with wives, grown women as well too, want to bitch and complain all the goddamn time and play like these little victim mindset games, right? Oh, feel bad for me. I don't feel bad for you. You suck. Your life sucks. End of the day, you don't know what the fuck to do, but you're pointing and blaming everybody else except at the only person who is responsible for this, which is you. I hate to tell you, it's always been you, and until you realize that, your shit's gonna suck. Now, you should have a safe job where they pay you to show up because in business, you are paid to solve problems in your business. And congrats. You know the fucking obvious thing. You can't get new clients in your business with the way you're operating it. However, you are too dumb to see. And yes, I have no shame in calling a spade. If you are being this dumb, I will call you straight up a dumb fuck, right? Just like if you're 400 pounds, you are a fat fuck, right? That just because you can't right now doesn't mean that you can't get new clients forever if you had the right tools and systems in place. But what you are doing right now, it will not work. And some of you are just so hard-headed. Some of you barbers choose to be stuck. You choose to suck at life. I have no other way of putting it. And you've been choosing this all your life. Your life, if you go back to all your life decisions, they've probably all been like around the same mental frame of like, oh man, small-minded. You got it from your parents, you got it from your friends, you got it from your social circles, and guess what? It's not serving you. You're not living the life you want to. So why the fuck do you keep on like at least hanging on to this thing? You might as well try something different. Fuck. Unless you just like living like this. If you like living like this, be my fucking guest, but don't complain. And we will get to you complainers who do want to live a different life, but complain about something different right now. I got something special for you, right? However, if you choose to be a dumb fuck, then please understand you won't see success at all, and you are a straight up loser. I will restate this. You are a loser. You have a loser's mindset, and you are what is wrong with the barber industry. And I have no wrong saying that because honestly, nobody else would be this bluntly and rudely honest with you. And until you wake the fuck up, we're just going to have grown kids in the barber industry. Because that's what it is, a bunch of grown kids. Grown men kids, grown women kids. Blah, blah. Shut the fuck up. Understand that you can do something different about your business if you choose to. You just choose to stay in the same place. You have always chosen to stay here. You've not done a damn thing. You are a victim. You're waiting for somebody to save you. Nobody's coming to fucking save you. You have to make the decision to move forward in your business. I'm trying to at least give you the help too. Fuck. And I will restate this. You are a loser. You have a loser mindset. Yeah, but I already said that before. Okay. I got to say it again because obviously you're a loser. Now, until you stop being such a closed-minded individual, which, by the way, let me know how that's been working for you so far in your life. Again, you will not grow your business. And this is how this closed-minded thinking will get you. And this is some examples I've seen from dumb fuck barbers who are closed-minded, right? I've seen the barbershop owner who they were on a call. They're like, well, what's your goals? Oh man, he kind of laughs. He's like, I have a goal of making $1 million. Like, that's weird to laugh about a goal that you have as if it's not possible, right? But the guy was only making $4,000 a month. He's owning a shop, by the way. He has been charging $40 for the last 4 years, but yet does not want to overcharge his people. Should probably put like this right here. Like, it doesn't make sense. You want to make $1 million, yet you feel bad for running a business and making money, and you want to keep prices low, and you've been charging this amount for 4 years, making $4,000 a month, and you're like, oh no, I can't charge people more. Well, don't have a goal of this then. No wonder why you're laughing. You don't even think you can. You obviously know you can't do it, but you're just too fucking dumb and blind to figure out that what you're doing right here ain't like it's not gonna line up to get to there, right? And until you let that shit go, and it's honestly just like you're trying to like. You're insecure about your business. You're insecure about like how your business and how your life's going as a grown man. This is a grown man like in his 40s, right? You're insecure about the way your life has gone so far because you're only making $4,000 a fucking month, which is sad after the age of 40, right? You own a shop that ain't doing too fucking well. And like, honestly, you haven't yet to make this money while there's younger kids than you who are doing way further than this in their business, not as barbers, but as other individuals. And you're kind of like dumb to the fact that like, look, are you going to make $1 million from just cutting hair? No, but guess what? Everything happens in vehicles, right? And to get to a billion, like we talked about, again, what did we say? We have to max things out right now as a barber in this vehicle. Because again, this guy was cutting hair for 10 years. Are you just going to start throw 10 years out the window and start a brand new vehicle over again? No, we might as well take that momentum for the last 10 years, max out over these next 2 to 3 years, get that business in the position to make $20,000 a month, stack it up as much as possible, and then move on to the next vehicle. That's the smartest thing. Instead of starting all over again and having to take another 15 years to get back to where we're at right now. Doesn't make sense, right? It was another one. Barbara kept coming up with every excuse of like, oh, it's my location. Oh, it's my shop. Oh, it's a shop owner. Every fucking time. I mean, she basically said, it's the dog that walks outside of the shop every day at 3:21 p.m. If you're just going to come up with every fucking excuse until you realize, like, again, too, it's you, you're just a dumb fuck. I have no, like until you realize that, I am not going to move off my stance. Because it frustrates the hell out of me because you are playing the victim role. And like, look, I've ran a business as a barber. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, it's frustrating, it kind of sucks to hear, but it is all up to you. And until you realize that, you will not be a good business owner. Because guess what? Thus far in your life, you have been a shitty fucking business owner with that mindset. So tell me, how is having that shitty fucking mindset as a terrible business owner all your life really going to start fixing things or turning things around? You better start thinking differently. Last one, barbershop owner wanted to be for the community, not overcharge them because he wanted to cut kids, yet to want a multi-million-dollar business. Very similar like the guy right here. Again, this is just this small thinking of like, again, you're hiding your insecurities because you don't know how to get new clients. And you just kind of like patch it up of like, oh, well, if I don't know how to get new clients, then I just can't get new high-paying clients. It's just, you're just an insecure individual that like, honestly, you just need to be a little bit more vulnerable to yourself. It's okay. Everybody sucks at first and you have to go and find places to learn how to get new clients, right? You have to at least, these are the skill set you have to grow into. It's not like you're born with this. That's fine. Nobody's born with a good skill set, right? Nobody's born with a skill level of like business, but you have to put yourself out there and learn. You can't be this closed-minded. If you're this closed-minded, even after this, just fucking dip out. Like, don't even watch anything else after this. Like, trust me, you're lost. You're going to make the same money, go back to your little shell. Probably should look for a 9-to-5 or even drive fucking Uber at that point in time. Again, I'll be brutally honest with you, business is not for you. If, however, you realize, okay, I'm a dumb fuck. Honestly, like, it's a little bit harsh, but like, I'm a dumb fuck. But like, it's like an AA meeting or something. But like, look, at the end of the day, if you realize, okay, cool, my thinking's been wrong and need to start changing it up, awesome. You're on the pathway to start to actually running your business properly. right? This is like the inception moment. Again, too, what happens in AA? Hey, my name's Daniel. I'm an alcoholic. The first step is admittance. Because if you keep on ignoring it, like, no, I'm not an alcoholic, Yeah, you're down on a fucking a bottle of Jack Daniels every night. It's like, you're just avoiding the issue, which every barber is. You are like, all this shit, this is legit. You are the alcoholic downing a bottle and saying you're not an alcoholic. You're a drug addict taking drugs every day saying, no, I'm not a drug addict. I can stop whenever I want to. It's dumb. So stop, all right? Can you get higher paying clients in your city? Absolutely fucking yes, you can. Unless you think like this dumb fuck still, okay? Now with that, next modules, we're going into what you can start doing to start upticking new clients into your business. Again, is he going to get clients at $100 a cut? No, but this will start making you some more money because we need to get an uptick in your income overall. So I'll see you in the next videos.